A former Sunshine Coast private school teacher and sport coach has been sentenced after being charged with 19 offences, including 14 counts of indecently treating a child under 16. The 41-year-old admitted in Maroochydore District Court to inappropriately filming students during a sports carnival and grooming a 13-year-old boy for more than a year. He was arrested back in March last year when detectives raided his Malulabar home and seized two mobile phones. Dean Carelsi was sentenced to 2 years jail, suspended after 6 months, which he already served in pre-sentence custody. He'll now be deported to South Africa. The University of the Sunshine Coast Thompson Institute received a $12.2 million allocation in the federal budget. The funds will assist the institute in opening a national post-traumatic stress disorder centre. The centre will become a hub of clinical and technical expertise in treatment of trauma-related mental health conditions. Another offering from Bonza, Australia's newest budget airline operating out of Sunshine Coast Airport. Later this year, it'll start a twice-weekly service between Maroochydore and country music capital Tamworth. The one-hour flight is expected to cost around $100. And Sunshine Coast Council wants feedback on its Malulabar foreshore revitalisation project ahead of future works. While work on Stage 1 continues, the council wants community input on two elements for the master plan, including addressing the loo with a view, which is currently in an aged state and has accessibility issues. Community engagement will determine how future Malulabar foreshore revitalisation works will progress. You can submit your feedback online until May 4.